Hello and welcome to another episode of Catalyst Stories. This might be a different voice than you were expecting. This is Damon, and actually I am here with John Hino, our normal host of Catalyst Stories. And today we wanted to do a little bit of a recap of 2023 for Catalyst Stories, and then also what to look forward to in 2024. So welcome to your show, John.
Well, thanks, Damon, and thank you for hosting.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. You know, for me personally, I've really enjoyed Catalyst Stories and the testimonies that have been shared for our church. Yeah. I've been really blessed by each one and each one of the guests. I just want to say thank you to everyone that's come on Catalyst Stories. All of the ways that you guys have really shared, the ways that the Lord has touched you and been a part of your life journey, and how you've reflected upon the insights and just the different things that the Lord has done. They've really touched me, and I've really been blessed by hearing your stories. So if you're listening and you haven't been on Catalyst Stories, I want to make a pitch to you right now. Please share your stories. It's not really about you guys. It's about what the Lord has done, and really just giving honor and praise to the Lord for the ways that he's impacted our lives. And I've been so blessed just by hearing all of the different stories that you guys have shared with John. And it's been so good. I'm really excited for what's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, happy new year, everyone. Happy 2024. And to echo what Damon said, I also want to thank each of the guests that have come on board and shared what God has done, the miraculous things that God has done in their lives. And so in 2023, we had 16 of our church family share testimonies, a total of 17 episodes. And one video testimony of Dan Oyakawa, who's called Living Miracle.
Yeah, that was an amazing story. So if you have not watched it yet, I think we have it on our website. We also have it on our YouTube channel. If you have not seen the testimony that Dan shared, it is amazing. And you will definitely want to check it out, and you'll definitely leave feeling, wow, the Lord is awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. And we also have another video that is in the final editing stage, which is Elena. And I know you know about that one as well. And so be on the lookout for that one for coming out real soon.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see and hear Elena share her story. It's her story about summer and her quinceañera, just to give a little heads up. It's a really cool God story.
Yeah. And Emily has done a great job in editing that one and getting that one ready. So, I can't wait to release that.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Emily, too. You've been doing a great job of capturing and sharing everyone's stories through video. Just really continuing to look forward to what's upcoming, too.
Yes.
So, John, you know, we've had a bunch of different guests. You mentioned that we had 16. Were there any that really stood out or were highlighted to you from this year?
Yeah, all of them, Damon, had elements that were just takeaways and lessons that I've learned. It's like getting a shot in the arm each time in just the learning. So three words come to mind, and they are the words battles, courage, and journey. Each of these testimonies had some sort of battle or struggle, which whether it was a physical one or a situational one. And the word courage stands out, that these individuals came on and shared their struggles, which takes courage to share them, but also that the Lord was with them during the struggle, during the battle, during the trials, and God came through, and that this is now a part of their journey and a part of who they are. What comes to mind was Brett Harada was the first one that shared in 2024 and
2023.
I'm sorry, 2023. Yes, I'm getting too far ahead. But he was the first one to share, and I just really appreciate his transparency and his courage to come on and share the struggles that he went through. And I felt like it was so inspirational to hear how God has walked with him on the first of all, having him share his journey and how God has walked with him. He referenced God being in the fire with mm-hmm. him during those times. And it was so inspirational. I remember shortly after he shared his testimony, Mike Uweta had come up to me and shared how he had appreciated so much Brett sharing his testimony that he was also going to open up and share about his journey as a result of Brett sharing what he did on the podcast. So that really stands out for me.
Yeah, I think, you know, vulnerability is not something that's a value in our society today. And for Brett to come on and set the tone and be vulnerable, I really feel like that has helped to create this culture on Catalyst Stories where people are yes. open to being vulnerable and sharing. But really what it does is it highlights how great our God is, mm-hmm. right? Because when we let our walls down, when we share about really the difficulties and the struggles, it really highlights how awesome God is and how much he's in our favor, right?
Yes.
And he wants us to not continue to deal with some of those things, but he wants to take us to a new place and to transform us into his likeness. And I think that's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So I thought, since we're talking about kind of highlights, what's been one for you?
Really, you kind of mentioned his name already, but yeah. Mike Uweta and also Ray, when they came yes. on, it was really a highlight for me to hear some of the stories and also to hear the musical talents and giftings that they were able to share on Catalyst Stories. And if you haven't heard those episodes, they both wrote songs that they were able to share on Catalyst Stories. And yeah, they were amazing. And I just really felt blessed by hearing them using their talents to bless the Lord and using them as a way to share part of their testimony through a musical. So it wasn't just, you know, interview all the time, but there was interview portion, but then there was also them being able to share their giftings and talents in the musical side.
Yeah.
And wow, I just really felt after both of those, like that really added a lot to their story and to their testimony, just giving another perspective on them and who they are and part of who God made them to be. It wasn't just, you know, a cognitive thing, but it was really, they have so many other talents that they were willing to share. And I really felt blessed by that.
Yeah. I remember after Mike Uweta shared his song on Catalyst Stories that there was such a sweet spirit in the room after mm-hmm. he shared that I didn't want to hit the button to do the outro music for Catalyst Stories. And so I just kind of ended it, you know, by I think we lifted up a prayer and gave the line, but I just felt like, gosh, it didn't seem appropriate in that moment. And people afterwards were asking, well, why didn't you play the? I think when Ray came on, I think he wanted the music played after he shared his song. But there was that question, why didn't you play the outro music?
Yeah, and after a couple of those episodes, multiple people had come up to me as well and just said, oh, wow, I'm really glad that you guys found a way to, you know, figure out the tech side to make it work so that they could share their songs, and it was really good. So, I just really appreciate you, John, for encouraging them to bring their equipment and to try to make it available to them. I think that was really, really a really good idea.
Yeah, I'm glad we were able to make it happen and it could bless people like that. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So, John, is there another highlight that stands out for you?
Yeah, so I remember shortly after Martha came on board, and what was interesting about her testimony was, you know, when you hear Martha, you know, when you hear her name, you think, gosh, prayer warrior, prophetic words for people, and you think, you know, she's just this bodybuilder for the Lord. And for her to come on board and say even she struggles. So for those that maybe don't know, Martha at our church will get a prophetic word for people, and then she'll impart those words, whether it's a word of encouragement, a prayer, or a prophetic word for people. And so even Martha shared that when she gets those butterflies in her stomach, every time, she said, when she gets a prophetic word for someone, those butterflies are turning, and she even questions, okay, God, is that, you know, really you, or should I say it, should I not say it? And so it just kind of humanized it when she said that. And it made me feel like, gosh, I don't have to feel guilty if I feel the butterflies or that I don't even necessarily have to get it right all the time. But I just, you know, if I feel like I'm hearing God tell me to encourage someone, I should just go and do it. And that's what she does. She's obedient to what God's telling her to do, even though sometimes she gets the butterflies as well. And that inspired me so much that I remember shortly after she shared on Catalyst Stories, I went to a basketball game that my boys had. And at the very end of the game, a boy from the other team, he badly sprained his ankle. I mean, he couldn't walk on it after that. And I remember in that moment, I somehow had the courage to say, I felt the Lord saying, go pray for him. Mm. And in that moment, I went and I approached him and I said, you know, do you mind if I pray for your ankle and I pray healing on your ankle? And he said, yes. And I don't know what came of it. I know after I prayed for him, he was still hobbling on it. So I never found out what happened. But I think for me, it was in that moment, hearing God or, you know, feeling like I heard God and then going and praying for someone, regardless of, you know, what the outcome was, but I felt like I was being obedient to what God was telling me to do. And I just felt like, you know, with Martha sharing her testimony, that somehow gave me courage to do that.
I think that's one of the awesome things for me to think about with Catalyst Stories is we don't know the impacts that they have when we're sharing it on a podcast, when we're sitting face to face with you, John, and just having a conversation. We don't know what the impact that can lead to, right? Yes, and so for when you share the story about when Martha came and shared that and then what it actually led to with you stepping out in faith, I think that's what Catalyst Stories is about. Is the ways that the stories that we hear and that people share and how they impact the listener to grow in their faith or to take steps of faith or to seek the Lord in a new way or to even, like you said, be humanized to feel like I'm not alone when I ask these questions. Mm-hmm. Am I hearing the Lord right? Or
yes.
I feel nervous. Sometimes we feel like, am I the only one that goes through that? But to hear people sharing their stories and the ways that the Lord has walked with them, it can help us to be transformed again. Mm-hmm. And so I really feel like that's kind of the heart of what Catalyst Stories is all about, is when people are able to share their stories about what the Lord is doing, how is that going to impact the listener?
Yeah.
And what is that going to drive them to do? And I mm-hmm. think that just, you're not the only one. I know you're sharing that on this episode, but I've heard multiple stories from other people after they've listened to testimonies and just the impacts and the things that have come out of it have been, wow, that's awesome.
Yes.
And without the platform of Catalyst Stories, probably wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really appreciative of your heart, John, for seeking after people to share their God stories, because I really feel like that's going to make a big impact. And it already has.
Yeah.
But as we continue to hear more, just I'm excited for what the Lord is using Catalyst Stories to do in other people and the transformation that can come from it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that you've shared with me several of the things, the lessons you've learned, the things that God has shown you through hearing the testimony. So I wondered if you could share another one.
Yeah, one of the kind of the cool, exciting ones is when Brandon came on, he shared an awesome testimony of his personal healing, right? And he felt like the Lord told him, share this with 100 people, right? And right away we thought, oh, maybe he needs to go on Catalyst Stories so that he can share it, use the platform to share it. And within a few days, it was over 200 people that had listened to it, because we can keep track of some of the statistics and stuff. So we were looking at it, and when I shared it with Brandon, just the excitement that he had, like, wow, like, the Lord told me to do 100. Little did I know that he was actually going to do it to even more than, you know, and use the platform of Catalyst Stories to spread the God story of his healing to that many more people, right?
Yes.
And I think the numbers are quite well over 350 right now or around there.
Yeah.
And so just the way that the Lord kind of multiplied that whole thing. He just told him 100, but then little did we know that it was going to be much, much more than that. Yeah. So that was, I thought that was really cool and really exciting for me just to see, wow, when the Lord gives us a prompting, he's not just doing it for that prompting. He's actually probably going to give us even more than that.
Uh-huh.
But it's, are we going to take the steps of faith to step into that, right? So Brandon had to take the step of faith to come on to Catalyst Stories. And, you know, sometimes it is a step of faith, right? Because not all the time do we want to share about our vulnerability or to talk about some of those types of things. But when we take those step of faith, the Lord can use it to do amazing things.
Yeah.
And so I think that that story of about Brandon is just really encouraging to me because it just shows when we take those steps of faith, what the Lord can do with that.
Yeah. I still remember, Damon, the day that I approached Brandon about sharing his testimony on Catalyst Stories. He got some tears in his eyes. And I asked him, I said, you know, Brandon, what's going on? And then he shared with me that God had literally just asked him to share his testimony with, I think it was with over 100 people. Yeah. And at the time, I think he was at 40. And, but then he realized that when I had asked him to share his testimony in Catalyst Story, it just resonated because that was confirmation of how he's going to reach the 60 or more people. And like you said, God multiplied it. And I told him that too. I said, you know, it's going to be more than 100. And it certainly was. So that was so awesome. Yeah.
So John, you know, as we were prepping for this episode, one of the highlights that you had shared with me personally was something that you weren't really sure if you wanted to share on this episode or not, but as you were sharing it with me, I felt like, no, this is something that our people need to hear. So can you share with us what this insight that you had from one of the other guests?
Yeah. So like so many Christians, I sometimes have the question in the moment. I have a question for God. You know, God, what are you doing? What should I do? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? And sometimes I want the answer right in the moment, right? And so I had the question, you know, okay, God, you know, why is it that sometimes you don't answer us right away, that it takes time? And I know the standard answer is, you know, standard answer is, well, God's trying to show me patience. And I think that's certainly a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, when Ross came on and was sharing how our journey with God is like an Easter egg hunt, that really resonated with me because so I'll just quote a verse in Proverbs 25:2. It says, "It's God's privilege to conceal things and a king's privilege to discover them." And I realized that God is not hiding things and treasures from us, but he actually hides things for us. And I never thought of God that way. It was always, God, why are you torturing me, right? With not giving me the answer in the moment. But then I realized that God wants us to seek after him and pursue him just like he pursues us. You know, I think of the story of the prodigal son, who the father, you know, kind of was like a representing God, right? Mm-hmm. That the father ran out to the son and went and pursued the son. And that's how God is with us. And so it's no wonder that he says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. But the idea of seeking him, because he seeks us. And so, you know, I thought back to our conversation that you and I were having, that as we seek him, he reveals more of himself to us. Mm-hmm. And as he does that, there's an excitement like being at an Easter egg hunt where we discover the hidden treasure, the hidden egg with all the goodies inside. Mm-hmm. That there's this wonder and awe and excitement with discovering things, and how how God likes us, likes to see us in that moment where we discover. And that only happens because these things are hidden. If the Easter egg was out in the open, there wouldn't be that joy of discovery. And so we could have that, to realize that we could have that type of relationship with God, and that connection with God. It has really done something for me where every day I wake up and I think, okay, God, what have you hidden for me? Mm. Not from me, but what have you hidden for me? And then we can get into, I can have conversations with God and ask God, okay, God, what are you doing? What do you want me to see? What do you want me to learn today? And I wake up with this kind of excitement, Damon, that I'm looking forward to seeing what God has hidden for me in each and every day.
Yeah, I feel like in our society, there's just so much like surrounding anxiety and these types of things. And I feel like the perspective that you're sharing right now is really the opposite of that, right? It's not looking for what wrong could happen to me today, or what is God holding out for me today? Mm-hmm. But it's, wow, what does God have in store for me today?
Yes.
What can I look forward to today, and how that can really shift the direction of our day?
Yes.
Right. And what we're expecting out of our day, you know, and I think it's a cool perspective that you're sharing. And it really brings to mind us, you know, when my kids were younger, they used to watch YouTube, and the channels that they would watch were all these unboxing videos of these blind bags. So if you don't know, they have a lot of these viral videos of people, and all they're doing is opening up toys that were in these little bags, and you don't know what it is. And so my kids would always want to watch those, and I would watch like, why do they like this so much? But it's the excitement and joy of seeing what's inside the bag and seeing what has been hidden from them.
Yeah.
And so it reminds me of, you know, when Jesus tells us that we need to be like little children, right? And so how much are we needing that perspective of, wow, what has the Lord hidden for me today, right? Our kids love playing hide and seek. They love these blind bags. They love these types of things. And the Lord wants us to have that type of experience each day. Mm-hmm. The joy of finding.
Yes.
It's not just the difficulty of waiting, but it's the joy of finding. And God wants us to experience that joy of finding. And so, yeah, when you share that, it's like, wow, Lord, what do you want me to enjoy finding today about you, about just life, about myself? What are the things that you've hidden from me so that I can find them today?
And
and I think that's a really amazing perspective to have as we enter each day. And I feel like that would really shift how we experience each day. If we come into the day waking up thinking, what can I experience today? What does the Lord have in store for me today?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it does require a commitment on our time, on our side, right? We have to take the time to seek him. It'd be so much easier if we woke up and, okay, God gave us all the answers, but then at that point, I think it's the relationship, the connection, right? Of as we seek him and he reveals things to us and he seeks us, it just adds to the relationship.
Yeah. And as you share about that, you know, I think that kind of nicely leads into another highlight that I had in 2023. You know, I'm looking at the list of all the guests that we had, and looking at some of them, I've known some of them for 20, 30 years. And when I listened to their episode on Catalyst Stories, I found out new things that I had never heard, new stories that they've never shared with me.
Yeah.
And really, it felt like there was a much deeper connection with some of these people that I've known for a really long time.
Yeah.
And I think that was a real highlight for me. It was just more connection points, more things, just more relational ties to these people that I've known for a really long time. And it's just like, wow, the Lord is faithful to them in this way. The Lord can be faithful in my life in that same way. And and so it was really an encouragement to hear. And it was cool to see, wow, in our church, we have some really cool people that have a really deep personality, deep connection with the Lord. And there's so much more that I can learn about them. And there's so much more of a relationship places that our relationships can get deeper. And I think that was really a highlight for 2023, and something I'm looking forward to in 2024 is just more people coming on and sharing their stories. And this is something that I tell everyone that I come in contact with, is we have some really cool people at Catalyst, and I really appreciate just the way that the Lord has brought some really awesome and amazing people to our church. And I really feel blessed and privileged to be a part of this community, just looking around and seeing how many just great people we have at our church.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you touched on a word, Damon, when you said what you just did, and that's the word connection. That, you know, now I can't tell you how many times that, just similarly to you, where someone has said, gosh, I learned something about someone that I didn't know before. And now that's an additional point of connection. And it's a talking point over lunch. It's a talking point over some of the try something new events that are going on, where there's points of connection with other people. And so, like you, I'm looking forward to hearing more people come on board and share what God is doing in their life and what God is teaching them.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the emphasis of the kind of towards the end of last year, coming off of the retreat, was stronger together. Right. And I feel like when people share their stories on Catalyst Stories, it is kind of like the illustration that Pastor Barry used in this past Sunday sermon, where he talked about, you know, multiple cords being difficult to break when they come together, right? And there's a parable or a proverb in the Bible that talks about, you know, two cords and three cords not being easy to break, right? But when that third cord is the Lord, it's unbreakable, right? And so I think that that's what Catalyst Stories is really able to stir in people, is to recognize there is a stronger connection relationally with this other person. But then because of their story and how it points to the Lord, it really strengthens my connection to the Lord. And the Lord can become that third string or that third rope, so that it's these connections are not going to be easily broken. And so I really feel like that is something that is unique about Catalyst Stories, is it really points everything back to the Lord. And I really appreciate that about your heart, John, is that you really want to point all the stories back to the Lord and how good he is and how he's for us. And I just really appreciate that part of it, because I really feel like that's what's going to help our church to grow stronger together, but then also to be able to, you know, be the light in the dark world that we had, that we're in today.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Damon. I really hope that that encourages more people to want to come on the podcast and share what God has done in their life. The fact that at the end of the day, it all comes back to the Lord. And you hit the nail on the head when you said pointing people to Father God. It's not about us. It's about what God has done and is doing in the lives of all of us, everyday people. Yeah.
And I think as you kind of are sharing that, I think it's time that we can transition to what to look forward to in 2024. And what you just shared is one of the things I'm looking forward to in 2024 with Catalyst Stories. Is John has come up with a kind of a new idea for Catalyst Stories, but it's going to be called Catalyst Stories Beyond. So, John, would you like to share a little bit about what your intentions are for Catalyst Stories Beyond?
Yeah, sure. It was just one of those things where one day we said I wouldn't mention any names, but I think I was listening to the documentary on Jeremy Lin, the former NBA basketball player, and I was listening to his testimony about just how, you know, it had been a struggle for him at times in the NBA, but that God was with him. And I just had this thought that popped into my head. I thought, gosh, wouldn't that be great if Jeremy Lin could come on the podcast and share more of his story. I mean, he shared a lot of his story already, but to get some of the details, even more details of his story. And I think that's when we started throwing the idea about maybe we can go outside of Catalyst eventually and get testimonies of other people who have amazing stories of what God has done in their lives, and call it Beyond Catalyst Stories. And so Sakura was nice enough to put together a logo for that's very similar to the logo that we have for Catalyst Stories, but it's just beyond Catalyst Stories. And we started envisioning and talking about other people that could possibly come on the podcast and share what God has done, and to realize that, you know, God is working everywhere, not just at Catalyst, but throughout the world. So,
yeah, so. I think that's the intriguing part of it, is just to see how God is the same and faithful to people outside of our church as much as if not even more than people inside our church, right? Yeah. And to see, wow, God was faithful to our church, but God is faithful to this person out here, and God is faithful to this person out here, and how those stories can be encouraging and blessing us as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm really looking forward to that launching sometime in 2024. We're trying to line up different people that we might inquire about coming on to being a part of Beyond Catalyst Stories, but that is definitely one of the things that I'm really looking forward to in 2024.
Yeah.
What are some other things that you're looking forward to in 2024, John?
Okay, I'm glad you asked that question, Damon, because you know, you're the T-shirt expert, and you know, I know God's given you a testimony with just the ministry of just the graphics design. And so one thing I'm looking forward to is having Ahava Design and the amazing team at Ahava Design come out with a Catalyst Stories T-shirt.
Some Catalyst Story swag is coming in 2024, so yeah. You'll definitely want to check that out.
Yeah, and that they can be given to at events where there's prizes. I know everyone loves the word prizes, is, you know, especially if they're free. Well, I guess when you say prizes, it's meant to be free, right?
I think that's generally how it goes.
Generally, yeah. No strings
attached. No purchase necessary, yeah, right?
So I'm looking forward to that. And well, I was gonna go down a certain route, but I don't know if I want to commit to that, to say that maybe we could have them as a little nice little token for those that come on to Catalyst Stories and share their testimony. So, but I don't know if I'm being too presumptuous or not.
Well, so that might be some incentive for those of you that were considering coming on Catalyst Stories, that you might want to just say, hey, John, if you have a T-shirt for me, I will definitely come on.
I mean, of course, you know, it'd be nice if people would want to share what God has already doing in their lives. But if it takes some sort of small little coaxing in a way, I'm open to whatever it takes to glorify God's name and point them to the Father. Yeah.
Yeah, and kind of on that note, one of the things I'm really excited is just that Catalyst Stories can get back on a regular routine and hearing them. You know, I know the end of 2023 was a little bit more difficult to release episodes and things like that, John, for you, but I'm really looking forward to 2024 because I know that the Lord has stories that he's working. Mm-hmm. Just because we haven't heard a lot on Catalyst Stories the last few months doesn't mean that the Lord is not working.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And so I'm excited for 2024 to kind of get back on the wagon and hear just what the Lord is doing in people's lives at our church.
Yeah.
And I know that there are so many amazing stories. So if you feel like you're someone that, you know, you might not be comfortable talking in front of a lot of people, you might not want to get up and open mic, but I just really want to encourage you that John makes the process of coming on Catalyst Stories very easy. You know, a lot of times it involves John will meet with you beforehand, so it's not just an impromptu come on. He's going to, you know, surprise you with a bunch of questions, but he will take you through a process of trying to learn more about your story and trying to help guide it so that when you do come on, it can be an easy process of sharing your story on Catalyst Stories. So if it sounds intimidating coming onto the podcast, it's definitely not. John just tries to make it so easy for all of his guests to come on. And, you know, when I was the first guest on Catalyst Stories, and
that's right,
afterwards, after he met with me initially, before we even recorded, I told him, John, this process that you have is great. And I would just want people to experience just the process of it, even if they don't share on Catalyst Stories. Just going through the process of it has been amazing for me personally. So not to say it's okay to not share your story. I think I do want to encourage everyone, share your story on Catalyst Stories, but it's not intimidating. If you feel like it seems like a big thing, it's really intimidating. John tries to make it as easy as possible. And remember, the reason that we're doing this is really to honor and bless the Lord, mm-hmm. and right. to share what he's done. And this is a platform that, like we said, there's a few hundred people that are listening to every episode. And so that just means that there's a few hundred people that are hearing more and being blessed by what the Lord is doing. And they're recognizing who the Father is and his heart for them. And really, that's what it's all about. Yeah. So it might be a little intimidating to share your own story, but really, it's God's story. And we want to share God's story. And so yeah. that's really something that I'm looking forward to in 2024 is hearing more of what God is doing. Because I know personally, every time that I've heard someone share on Catalyst Stories, every testimony that I've heard, every video that we've come out with, I have left feeling, wow, God, you are so good. Mm-hmm. You are so good and you are so amazing. And I just feel very blessed that you have chosen me to participate in what you're doing in our world. And so that's my hope for people, that when they hear these stories, that they really feel blessed by the Lord. And really kind of like in your faith journey, John, of hearing these testimonies, are transformed and willing to take steps of faith because of the ways that people have come before and taken steps of faith and saying, if they can do that, I think I can do that too. And really those are some exciting things for me about Catalyst Stories and some things that I'm looking forward to for this year.
Yeah, absolutely.
So John, as we wrap up this episode, do you have any closing thoughts for us?
Well, you know, something that you have told me in the past, Damon, was by you sharing your testimony on Catalyst Stories, you were able to forward it to a lot of your family members. And I just think about the connection that happens even with families. You know, that you had shared about honoring your grandmother and how you were able to impart that to your other family members. And now you have points of connection there too. So just thinking also about how when we share our testimonies with others, it can draw families together. Mm-hmm. It can draw generations together. Mm-hmm. And like you had said, it can draw people that have gone through similar situations to say that I'm not alone here. Other people have gone through that same thing. So we can be such an encouragement to mm-hmm. others, just thinking outside of ourselves by sharing our testimonies. So I'm like you, I'm looking forward to this year and continuing to be inspired by what God is doing in the lives of our people and beyond.
Amen. Yeah, so Catalyst Stories 2024, we're back. John will be back real soon with a new episode and a new guest sharing their God stories. So John, would you like to close us out for this time?
Okay, here we go, Damon. That's it for this episode of Catalyst Stories. Until next time, take the time to reflect on and share your God-given testimonies and see how God uses you to become a catalyst of encouragement and inspiration to others. God bless.